From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Isn't Fonterra different under Miles? I mean, you know, you look at just the outlook and the farmers are good and life is good and spring is coming and all is well with the world.
Yeah, that's right. So America's Cup wasn't the only thing going on. It's one thing, Mike, I can't believe we win the America's Cup and the NZX 50 fell yesterday. What's that all about?
What happened to sentiment, for goodness sake?
Exactly.
What happened to those
animal spirits?
What happened to putting your spinnaker up?
Yeah, look, yeah, Fonterra, New Zealand's biggest company, announced their six-month results yesterday. And yeah, you're right. Before I talk about it, I think this current management team, I think, needs to be congratulated after a lot of years of being in the headlines, usually for the wrong reasons. The ship has been steadied. So this was the six-month results, and they look pretty good, but there is a note of caution. Now, as with many companies, we have a reported profit number, then we have what we call the normalised profit number, and the normalised allows us to make meaningful comparisons. So reported profit, $391 million for the 6 months, normalised $418 million. If we compare that to the previous corresponding period, 293, so a pretty good increase. Food service and consumer businesses registering very strong increases. Very good demand out of China, 38% increase in normalised earnings there. Food service business doing well there, improvements in the consumer business there, and really helped by that strong economic recovery in China. And they continue to look to divest some of their offshore operations. That'll help reduce their debt. They announced a return to dividend, which is good. And we're seeing the evidence of what have been termed this sort of back to basics improvements. But Mike, here's the note of caution. This first half of the year, as we got to the end of this first half of the year, we started to see these strong commodity prices. That's evidenced through the global dairy trade results. And now that transfers into improved farm gate milk prices for farmers, which is great. So $11.5 billion flowing back into the economy. The thing is, Mike, Fonterra as a business takes that commodity as a raw material.
Yep.
So the second half of the year, they'll be paying more for that raw material. So potentially puts pressure on their margins in that consumer and food services business. But that's in the future. Well done for the first half of the year.
Dead right. What about the Fed? What do you reckon?
Yeah, so while we were reveling in that America's Cup victory and basking our success, the US markets are focused on a slightly different issue, and that's this monetary policy announcement from the Federal Reserve, which I think, if I'm right, is in about 40 minutes. No change expected to the current level of Fed funds rate. Has become quite normal. It's all about the tone and the outlook. And we're seeing, actually, Mike, we're seeing some direct evidence of the issues that we've got in the price action over the last few hours, or over this trading session in the US. That US 10-year Treasury bond rate, they've lifted again, 1.67, 1.68. They're up 1% since that sort of peak COVID despair period in the middle of last year, and particularly steep rise since October. And that's putting pressure on what we call growth stocks, so the NASDAQ index under pressure. So looking for guidance as to where Fed Reserve Head Jerome Powell and the Monetary Policy Committee there sees the track forward path of the Fed funds rate, and we'll be examining very closely those famous dot plots.
Yes, we will. You reckon April?
The Trans-Tasman bubble?
Mm.
Well, it snuck in there yesterday, didn't it? You know, it snuck in there and nobody was looking at it.
We're hearing
reports, unsubstantiated, that we could be, could be mid-April. Well, they're saying that they need the airlines and the airports need 3 weeks from a decision being made. All I can say, Mike, in the last week through work, I've been in Rotorua and Queenstown, and boy, do they need those Aussie tourists.
Couldn't agree more. What are the numbers?
They need the Dow Jones, 32,893, up 69. S&P 500, 3944, down 18. NASDAQ, 13,325, down 146. FTSE 100, that lost 41 points, 6762. The Nikkei, 29914, down 7. Shanghai Composite, 3445, down 1. The ASX 200 lost 32 points yesterday, 0.47%. 6795 was the close there. The NZX 50, 12,622, down 67.53% on the currencies. One New Zealand dollar this morning, 0.7157 against the US, 0.9290 Aussie, 0.6013 against the euro, 0.5159 pounds. Japanese yen, 78.19. Gold trading at $1,727.71. And Brent crude off a little bit, $67.46.
Have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.